Yeah, I'm getting all the rain out of the way for you guys this early part of this week. All right. I'll be very perfunctory this year. Just lay it out there. We're going to be very let's do the women first. They'll be competitive in the DMR and the 4x mile. And when I say competitive, I mean they'll be competitive. They're in it. And that's one of the theories I have here. You have to come here every year, and if you're in it and you're in the mix, things can happen. And that's what I believe. And going back now from the guy standpoint, in the last few years, we've had a close one with Oral Roberts in the when they showed up 1 year, and they haven't come back since, I don't think.
Team had once and couldn't repeat.
Yeah. That's what I like about all the other teams. They only come when they can win. Unfortunately for us, we have to kind of come every year, win, lose, or draw. So, but not to belabor that. But, you know, we were very close in that 4x8. Then we had Curtis anchoring the DMR the last couple of years. We've lost him this year, but we have a very strong DMR again this year. So that's what I'm saying. But with the women, they'll be very competitive. The teams, the lineup. There's really we don't pull a lineup until later in the week, because to be honest, things change by the hour, by the day. But the DMR will come from probably. I'll name a bunch of girls, and it'll come from there. Frances Coons, obviously, local girl, and she's in great shape. Michaela Griffith from Jamaica, New York. She'll be probably on the 400. Sheila Reed from Canada. Nicole Shepherd, who's joined our team. Kenny Shepherd from the days gone by. So his daughter's been running pretty well. And Ellen Dougherty from Long Island. So Amanda Marina from New Jersey, she'll be also there, and that's where of those group of girls, that's where the 4x mile will come, 4x15. Is it 4x mile or 4x15? 4x15 will come from, and the distance medley. On the men's side, it'll come from. We're fortunate enough; we've lost a couple of kids already this year. And I can't believe I'm actually saying we're still going to be competitive, because usually if I lose one kid, I'm usually out of the race. So we have a sincere and a decent amount of depth this year for the first time in a while. But the DMR will probably come from Carl McKenzie, Sean Tully, Elvis Lewis, Matthew Gibney. And of those group, Matthew, Sean Tully, and Carl McKenzie, they could be joined by Patrick Malaya. And Ben Guest. Okay, so there's enough right there to put together a... I forgot one other. Jason Apua, North Jersey, Roxborough. He ran 150 point in an open, qualified for NCAA regionals last year. So he'll be in the mix. And then you can add to that Cody Harper for the 4x8. and so with that collection of kids, Dan Tully, Sean's brother, is always good, and he ran 151 last year. So I'm just telling you right now, we have a decent amount of depth, which I'm happy to be able to say we can go to. And consequently, it also means I don't know who I'm putting on what yet. You know, so that's about it. Any questions? Dave.
Yeah, two quick ones. Well, actually, a few quick ones regarding Frances Coons. I know last year she had the trouble with the kidney cancer. Is she completely free from the past, and is she like at her best, or if not better than?
Yeah, she before? Is. She is totally fine. Everything is good, and you know, lessons to be learned there. How important it is to follow up on stuff. And she had a spot. We had checked her out for a stomach problem the previous year at the end of the season. And she had a little spot she had a cramp, or she had something wrong with her stomach. And when they got done all the investigation, there was nothing wrong with the stomach. However, the doctor said there's a little spot there. When you get a chance, take a look at it. And that's what it ended up to be. So,
Yeah, but that's the last thing, because unlike other years, I hear you talk more about depth this year. So is your depth, is that one difference between this year and previous years?
Yeah, in fact, I'll probably have the most depth I've ever had in my 11 years. Okay. I've had some really good teams, but considering I've lost I've lost Chris Williams, who was on my DMR indoors. He came upon a stress fracture, twisted his ankle on one of the runs. Turned out it wasn't just a twisted ankle, it was a torn ligament and a stress fracture in his ankle. So losing somebody like that is critical. It usually takes me out of most relays when I'm here. And this year we're still in the mix. I've got another really good kid, Matthew Mildenhall, who's run 405, 404 in the mile. He's coming off mono. So when you look at stuff like that, it's amazing. I can still come here and put together some teams. So I'm very happy with the depth that we have, and it's been a few years in the making. But we have some decent depth.
So your number this year with depth versus other years with previous numbers, and like an estimate, you know, because you keep saying depth. So at least this way.
I don't think I've ever been able to put together, with the exception of when Adrian Blinko and Ryan Hayden was on my team. When we won the DMR 1 year, we put together a 4x mile. It was the year Alan Webb was there from Michigan.
One, I think,
yeah. Yep. So that's since then, and I think I have more depth than I have now than back then. So I think we're in good shape for the weekend. Just be competitive.
So. Marcus, you're running 4x8, 4x mile, and DMR?
I'm hoping. All right. Now, anything can happen. You know, so we're going to move forward as we see it. We'll start with the DMR on Friday, and then at that point in time, we'll assess what we need to be doing for Saturday. We're entered in all three relays. I would say in past years, there would be a chance I would have to take one or the other in the 4x mile or the 4x8. But this year, I think we're going to start with the 4x mile. Doesn't make sense not to. And then we'll see what we have for the 4x8 at the end. So that's kind of along, and you know, that's how we did it. I mean, you know, we never knew we were running the 4x8 until Jack Pyra, after he got instructions from Jumbo, would meet us out in the grass, and we're legless at this point. And you knew when Jack was coming, you knew he was saying, "Oh shoot," you know, he's running the 4x8, and we're like, we're not really hiding, but we're kind of thinking, all right, might as well put our feet up and just rest. We can't go home yet, you know, and that's how we ended up doing it, you know. And that's how you have to kind of almost do it. You can't come in with, I don't. There's very few teams that could actually come in with the exception of John McDonald maybe in Arkansas, but in the past. But to have four fresh teams, there's got to be some doubling up there somewhere, you know. Yep.
I was listening to you talk about the list of runners for second, especially for women's DMR, and the geographic range of where they come from. Is this event, how much of a recruiting tool is this event for?
You know what? It. I would love to say it's bigger, but it isn't, in that respect, because you have to be from here to really understand what the Penn Relays is. Now, however, when people come here, I've had freshmen come from other countries, and they come and you know they don't know what's coming, and then they get down and they go, "Oh gosh, I didn't know it was going to be like this," and like I always say, it's probably the best thing that Villanova has in its repertoire of developing young kids, because I'll be honest, all the Olympics World Championships I've ever run post-collegiately, I've never felt the same way as the pressure I felt when I've come here. So it almost kind of, it prepares. You know, and I honestly believe that's partly one of the reasons why we've never not had an Olympian from Villanova since 1948. We've always had representation there. We've always had kids that come out and go on to do. Adrian Blinko was one of these guys. Went on to run 13:10 the 5,000. Marina Monken, she's run 4:06, 4:07 in the 15. Carmen Duma made the final of the Olympic Games in Athens, second at the World Championships. So you indoors. So you always have a great feeling that what you're learning here is really the pressure situations that you need for after college. And I always use it as a barometer. I mean, the pressure I used to feel when I came out here was just daunting, because you're at home. If you ever have to play a game of any sort in front of your home crowd, it's probably the most daunting thing to have to do, particularly when there's something at stake. Because when you do win, it's it's magnanimous and it's so glorious, but when you don't, it's, God, it's terrible, you know? So it's kind of, I've always said, I love pain, but I hate pain. Sorry, Dave, that's the truth.
That's the way it should be.
Do you think the cold shaper is ready for that pressure? You know, just A, being now at Villanova and being the daughter of, what, an eight-time champion or something like
that? Yeah, yeah. I think Kenny's ready more than she is. He's coming in this weekend, but she's come a long way. She's improved massively this year. I think she feels... I certainly think there's going to be pressure, but I think she feels it's evenly spread between the coaches, and it's evenly spread between... We're right there with them. We try to get them to understand. You're supposed to have fun, embrace the pressure. It's something that you'll need forever, no matter what you do. But just relax through it as much as you can, and just go out there and run your race. And I think with Frances having with the experience Frances has coming here now, that helps an awful lot. When you have a senior athlete on the team that's been out there, they can keep them calm in the pens and stuff like that, which is important. And plus, Gina and I, we've been here. We really know what it feels like. It's not a time to be telling athletes what they should be doing, what they didn't do. It's pressure enough as it is. You know, you just try to give them the support that they need to get out there and do the best they can. You know,
Gina couldn't make it today, or.
No, she is actually with one of her athletes at a doctor.
Okay. Marcus, how would you explain Frances's indoor season? Did you think it was beyond expectations, or pretty much what you're...
Yeah, you know, Frances still struggles a little bit with I think she gets herself so wound up at times and learning to relax. And, you know, when we saw the indoor at Nationals, that was huge for her. And it's like watching somebody grow, mature. Every time they inch their way a little further up the food chain of success in terms of athletics, you can tell that there's something happens to them. They just settle down because there's a kind of a more, all right, I've got something on my own here. I've done something on my own. And there's almost a kind of, you take a step back and relax more. And because of that, you actually gain some more when the next time comes around again, as opposed to always, I'm never getting it done, I can't get it done, da-da-da-da-da, and it just kind of eats away at you. So when you see something like that, it's not uncharacteristic of an athlete to then just start leaping forward again. And I always said that the Olympic trials, I happened to be out there with the Olympic trials with her last year, and she was the most relaxed that I had seen her. And my right before the trials started, my father had passed away, so I left. Oh, I left Oregon to fly back for the funeral. Gina couldn't be out there until later in the week, so actually my wife and my kids were looking after her. And my wife knows really very little about track, right? So I think she even my wife got back and my wife said she just seemed very relaxed. And I think that set a kind of a precedence that if we could keep her relaxed, and that's my theory. I mean, everyone might have a different theory, but she's hanging out with Bobby Curtis. She's hanging out with my daughter, my son, and my wife. And I think it just kind of made her forget about running in a way. And when she was out there, I got back for the 15s and I saw her and I go, my gosh, she looks unbelievably relaxed. And consequently, she made the semifinal, which was beyond where we thought she was going to make that day. And so you learn a lot by observing environments and where athletes are. And if you can kind of replicate it, and you learn a lot from it. And so I think that's a big part of an athlete. You're just trying to find the balance between intensity and relaxation. So you don't want to be too relaxed, but you don't want to be too intense.
So by with your father dying, well, first of all, a person of mine died recently too, so it hurt. So when yours died, how were you able to still maintain your composure and still coach and still get the job done instead of focusing on...
I didn't. I actually dropped Curtis off, and I said, you know, we were flying out together and got him to Portland. I was with him at the time. My father passed away, and I just said, you've got to look after... I said, you know, you're a senior. You need to be looking after yourself now anyway. So I got him down to Eugene, turned around, and went back. And then my wife came out to kind of oversee everything because I was the one that was in charge for the trials with Curtis and Frances.
So you weren't able to...
I didn't see Curtis's races. I didn't see the heats or the finals.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering how... I was more like wondering how you did it. And a technical question, I saw you at Haverford training a few weeks ago, and I'm like, wondering, what were you guys doing there instead of Villanova? I had to ask that.
We usually go down to Haverford a lot, mainly because Tom Donnelly, who coaches at Haverford College, was my professional coach for 15 years. So I'm very fond of going down to see him. Yeah. We use their facility often. They have the 2.5 mile loop around campus. It's not like we don't use our own track, but if there's days where I need some grass work, we go down there and we can get to use the grass and the track both in tandem with each other. Yeah. So it kind of works out. And we don't interfere with their practice schedules because we go a lot earlier. Yeah. So they've been very grateful. We've been very grateful for the graciousness of them having let us come onto their facility at times.
Yeah.